Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim. The Rambam Hilchos Malachim, we are on Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid. These Shiulim should be the Schus Avimori Marasi Sheyichyu, the Schus Moshe de Meshnari, so Moshe Mordechai, Daniela Kratka Shlita, them and all their families, Golami Gabriela Mata Medvora, David Ben Ziva, Betzal Ben Batya, Yudah. Elisha ben Ruti, Rizu ben Bracha, Moshe ben Rezel, all the Chayalim, the Chatufim, the Kolam Yoshev B'tzion, Nech Gitzvah Zbachayim Tzvi, B'chol and Lovim Elea, Hatzecha Letzea, Nishmas Marases, Bas Rav Shmur, Zchanu Tzgan 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 Yosef, Rav Shmur Pinchel Tzgan Yaakov Tzvi, Zok the Rambam, Vim lo Ishlimo, Sheshlimo V'lo Kiblu Shev Mitzvah, talking about making peace with the Goyim. We call out for peace. Vim lo ishlimu, let's say they don't want to make peace. O she ishlimu v'lo kibla sheva mitzvis, or they were willing to make peace, or they were willing to make peace, but they were not willing to be makabel the sheva mitzvis, which is obligatory. O sima milchama, we wage war, v'hargin kol zacharim gedolim, and we kill all of the adult males. U'boizizim kol memoinim v'tapam, and we take booty, from all of their money and their children, we don't kill a woman, and we don't kill a cotton. Shenamar v'anashim v'ataf, ze taf shel zechorim. As it says, women and children, these are the male children. And then the Rambam continues, but we will end our record of the Rambam here. So if they don't want peace, or if they agree but they don't want Sheva Mitzvahs, we wage war, adult males are killed, money and children are taken as spoil, as booty, but neither women or children should be killed, as we have the Pasuk, Devarim 20:14, where it says, the women and the little ones and the livestock and all of the city, even its spoil, you shall plunder for yourself. And you shall live the spoil of your enemies, which Hashem your God has given you. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel Rambam v'pasuk b'Torah. Mekol divrei Rambam, anachnu kedarkenu b'kodesh, b'shiureinu b'sidra al hilchot melachim, anachnu hulchim b'darko shel Ureinu v'Rabbeinu v'Ureinenu Hagaon HaGadol Rav Dov Zatzal. Mekol Divrei Rambam Misifri Parashat Shoftim. Ketuv V'hikita Et Kol Zechura Shomea Ani Ktanim Shebetocha. Talmud Lomar Rak Hanashim V'Ataf. Sheketuv B'Torah B'Sefer Dvarim B'Perek Chaf Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ketuv Sham, the previous Pasuk, Unesana Hashem Lekecha B'yadecha, V'yikisa as kol zechura lefi chorev. And when Hashem delivers it into your hand, you shall strike every nail of it with the edge of the sword. Shomea ni'af haktanim shebetocha, maybe it's also the children. Tamalom erak hanashim v'ataf. No, the next Pasuk says, excludes the women and the children. Oeno ela tavshel nekevot. Maybe it means the girls. Leave the girls alive, the little girls. Amato ma midin midyan. Shem mititan nekevot hagedot echiyat haktanot. Kan shechiyat hagedot dinin shechiyat haktanot. Haino omer kan taf el tavshel zcharim. So we can derive this from Midian. What happened in Midian? In Midian, the adult women were killed, and the little girls were spared So here where the adult women are not being killed, certainly the girls are going to be spared. So therefore, what does taf mean? Taf means the taf of the zecharim. It means the boys, and as the girls we know on our own, you're keeping alive, and the boys. Ad kan midivrei hasifri. Azeh makor shel Rambam, that we leave the women alive and we leave the male children alive. Sifri learns that pasuk is talking about the male children. והשאלה היא, מה שלא מובן, מה מה לספרי יעלפו את המקל וחומר שלא יגעו תף ונשים? ורק מזה הבעל כורחנו תף הזכרים קי, תמהך את היסי שר כדאי תך יערוג נשים קטנות כשאין דין הרגע נשים גדולות. It's hard to understand, why does the ספרי need especially יעלפו את המקל וחומר not to kill the girls? And only there we can learn that it must be that Taf is referring to the boys. Mechitesi would have a havamina to kill the girls when there's no din of killing the women. There should be no such havamina. You need this whole Yalfusa to tell you that. And it's referring to the boys because you would think it's referring to the girls. The Pasuk says Mefurish, not to kill the women. So we know that if we're not killing the women, we're not killing the girls. We have a whole kavachoma here. No, by Midyan, we killed the women. We didn't kill the girls. Here, we're not killing the women. Certainly not killing the girls. What did he need that whole limud for? And therefore, it must be that Tav is talking about boys. We can figure out on our own you're not killing the girls. You're leaving the ladies alive, so you're certainly leaving the girls alive. As a koshi basifri. Vayin shemot basifri. Amash kedusham paratsuk yuta. Lekoshal tavoz lach vachat at shalal oivecha. יכולתי הביזתה מסורה לך. אתה אומר לו, אמר תבוז לך וחד השאלה לא יבך. You might think that the spoils are forbidden. כמה שלא נפסק, the spoils are permitted. Why would you ever have a mina that the spoils are forbidden? This is discussed by the Nei Kanetziv, the Malbim. Perish told us, Adam, Ruchas Meshach Chochma. ועדיין צריכים. So we have a number of caches. One cache is... Why does the Sifri need especially Afusa to learn not to kill the girls? We need a Kal V'Chomer. Without the Kal V'Chomer, we know not to kill the girls, they're not killing the women. And number two, why does Sifri have a Havamina that with the Buddha the spoils would be Yasser? That we need a Pasuk B'Mati the spoils. Why does the Havamina the spoils would be Yasser? Mechtei Si Yisr B'Zed Boi Kral Lahatil. As Nera, B'Dir Chal, אנחנו מקשים חבילות של קושיות. אבל הפעם אנחנו עושים לטוב ולמוטב, אני לא יודע אם זה טוב או לא, אבל אנחנו עושים הנחה, רק שתי קושיות. אז נראה, אבל מתוך השתי קושיות, כדי להגיע לתירוץ צריך גם להקשות, כדרכנו בקודש. אז נראה בהקדם מה שלדקדק, יש לדקדק בלשון הרמב״ם. הרמב״ם כותב, דין בויז זה מהממוינם וטאפם. So you're taking spoils from the children and the money. Their money and their children. But by the Nekevis, it doesn't say anything about spoils, it just says you're not allowed to kill them. Aval lo kach katuv ba-pasuk. Ba-pasuk, katuv biza al nashim va-akal ataf. Ma katuv ba-pasuk? Ba-pasuk katuv, rak anashim va-ataf va-beima v'chol asher yeh b'kol shalat ha-poz lach. V'chaz lo yivecha shenat anashim akar halach. Ashen abo ba-pasuk, shema, יש דין ביזה גם על הנושים והטף. יש דין ביזה גם על הנושים והטף. אז מאיכי תייסי שהרמב״ם כותב נגד הגמרא. ברמב״ם כתוב ומויזזים כל במוינה וטפו. That what's the ביזה? The ביזה is the money and the children. And in the Pasuk, it says that the women also. Just like the children, the women also are Biza. וגם צריך ביור, אז למה הרמב״ם לא כתב? למה הרמב״ם כתב נגד הפסוק? בדרך כלל אנחנו מתקשים שהרמב״ם נגד הגמרא, פה הרמב״ם נגד הפסוק. זה כבר בעייתי על גבי בעייתי, כן? בנוסף לכך, צריך לבאר, מהשמות לשון הרמב״ם כאן, שדימפויזם כל ממונם הוא גדר החיוב שפתח בו הרמב״ם בהריגת סחרים, שהוא חיוב ומצווה, והחיוב הוא בהריגת סחרים ובזאת ממנם ועטף. המעניין בחיוב ביזה בשייכס לחיוב הריגת סחרים. יש קושי נוסף, משמעות של הרמב״ם is that the din boizism kol memoinam taking spoils is like the gather of the chiyuv of killing the zacharim. The Rambam says, "V'hargan kol zacharim agadoyim, you kill all the adult males." Killing all adult males is a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. So the mashmas of the Rambam is the biza is also a mitzvah. Ma inyan b'chiyuv biza? What type of chiyuv biza is there? And that the chiyuv biza is taking spoils is shayach to the chiyuv of arigat zchorim. As usafnu od shtei kushiyot. As nira b'ze lefi ma shekvar biyarnu. Ze b'shiurim shelanu b'hilchot melachim b'perek gimel halacha chet. Hashiurim muklatim. You could listen to them. And based on the words of Rabbeinu, and that halacha. B'din ha'hogei malchut nechsehem lamelech. Mishum. D'chiyuv ha'hogei malchut ein din misa greide, ela chiyuv kilui. V'chiyuv kilui hu olav al memoinoi. V'kiyum din kilui memono hu, aydei ze shen nechsehem lamelech. There's a din of Haruge Malchus that the Nechasim of the Haruge Malchus go to the king. And that's because the Chi of Haruge Malchus, not just a din Misa to kill them, to execute them, rather it's a Chi of Kiddush, have to destroy them and their money. And how do you destroy their money? By giving it to the king. That's the Chi of Kilui. As Nira, Shezeu Asa Akadaitach Pasifri Anah, לאסור את שללה, שכיוון שחיוב הריגה זכורים, הוא דין כילוי, סאגדל של מחייב גם את ממונם, בכילוי. So now we understand the ספרי, the answer, the spoils. Since the חיוב of killing the זכורים is a דין כילוי, so you might think that the דין כילוי also includes their money. ועל זה יופינן מהפסוק, דאומנם מכדין כאילו אבל קיום דין כאילו במונו על ידי זכייה בביזה. כי בהרוגי מלכות שמתקיים דין כאילו ממונם על ידי זה מונה שמונם למלך. זאת אומרת, ובי אהב אמינה, it was אהב אמינה, that just like you kill the זכרם, you also kill their money, you destroy their money. So you take their money and you put it in the fire. You take their money and you throw it in the ocean. You take their money and you throw it down the incinerator. As פה הרמב״ם, הפסוק בעצם, מלמד אותנו שאומנם ישנו, there is a din of kilui, but the din kilui בממונם is by being zoiche בביזה, by getting the spoils, that's kilui ממונם. Like הרוגי מלכוס, there's a din of kilui of destroying הרוגי מלכוס, it's on their money also. So how do you do kilui on their money? Their money goes to the king. ומשום אחי, ביזתה מותרת. So that's why their bizui is mutter, because that's their din kilui. B'sifri b'perush todot adam u'amad ma'itai manokat ha'sifri aloshim de bizasa masura. Lo abiza asura. זאת אומרת, אנחנו קראנו לפני כן את לשון הספרי, בספרי כתוב, יכול תהיה ביזוסה מסורה. So in this parish told us other, he tries to understand, what's the lesson of ביזוסה מסורה? Right? הביזה אסורה. What's ביזוסה מסורה? Their ביזה? Not theirs, it's ours. Right? They're done. So הביזה אסורה. אבל לפי דברינו, כל הנידון שהוא משום שהוא ממונם של הזכרים החייבים כילוי, הוא. ומשום האחי, העניין בביזוסם, במשהו שלהם, ומשום הכי בדווקא נקט לה הספרי בלשפה הלישנה. מבואר, מה שמדויק בלושן הרמב״ם, שימבויזם כל מנו הוא המשך למה שכתור רגים מסחרים בחד דינו, וכנל יסוד אחי ובדין קילוי הוא. ועל זה נאמר שקיום דין קילוי ברגעת הסחרים, ובביזת ממונם, שעל ידי זה נתקיים דין קילוי שעליהם, ומשום הכי שרפי כתב הרמב״ם בחד דין, הנפלא מאוד, רבותיי. You know why it doesn't say habiza asur, it is bizosam? Because the whole nidon is that it's their moment. Their moment is chayiv and kilui, and therefore it's bizosam. It's their bizui. In other words, that's part of their din. Just like you have to kill them, you also have to kill their mom, their bizui. That's just not, it's not the, it's their bizui, not that they're taking it for themselves. It spoils of them, because that's part of their din. Their din is that they have to be killed, and their din is that they're spoils. And that's why we see in the Rambam, that din boizim emoinam is the hemshech of ariga zecharim. It's one din. It's ein din. Shekanal yisod achiyuv bedin kiluyu. Ba'al zeh ne'amar shekiyu din ha'kiluyu harigat zecharim uvizat mamonam. Sh'al yedei zeh nitkayem din ha'kiluyu shaleihem. Mishum kach. So that's why it says it together. It says it together like we were medayik in the Rambam. Because it's one din. Destroying them and destroying their money. And the way to destroy money is take it for yourself. And that's why it says bizasam asur. It's dafka because that's their din. Just like it's their din to be killed. It's their din that their money has to also be, their money has to be destroyed. And the way we destroy it is not by throwing it in the river, but by taking it for ourselves. That's the spoil. אז זה, ברוך השם, שלב ראשון. אז לפי זה נראה, בהקדם מה שחידש בספר זכר יצחוק, בסימן א' וסימן ב', לבאר דברי הרמב״ם ביבמות, ממחת עמוד א'. בדיבור המתחיל, עבד, זאת אומרת, in the ספר זכר יצחוק, in סימן א' and ב', he explains the Rambam. Zecher Yitzchok, you know, it's Yitzchok Chonitzbek. So he explains Rashi in Yevamos, Daf Memches Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschil Eved. The Ger Me'akvim Oto, Banav Ha'arelim, Mikorban Pesach. That a Ger who has uncircumcised children is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. His banim arelim stop him from eating the Korban Pesach. Tosfos there asks, they're not his children anymore. He's a ger. So why should they stop from eating the Korban Pesach? So says the Zecher Yitzchok, based on the Rambam, Avodim 9:2, she'akum mocher et banav uvnotav le'avdut. ומזה שיש לו קניין עבדות בבניו, וקניין זה אינו נפקע על ידי גירות, וכשאר קנייני ממון של גר שנתגייר. So the Rambam says that a goy can sell his children לעבדוס. So if he has a קניין עבדוס בבניו, and this קניין doesn't go away because of גירוס, like other קנייני ממון of a גר שנתגייר, if so, so it's true, ein bem ikuv b'korban pesach mitzad bonov. You're right that geirim aren't stopped from eating the korban pesach al tzbonim. Aval yesh b'hem ikuv mitzad avdoi ha'orel. There is another ikuv. If your eved's an arel, you also can't eat the korban pesach. And therefore here, where there is, he can sell them as avodim. If there are Raelim, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. And that's why Rashi says that he has to circumcise them. Otherwise, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. Now, this Rabbi Sai is going to lead us down a tremendous road which is going to require a shir in and of itself, this nekuda. So Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Oid Chazayin Lamoy, talking about Ger Katan, which is like one of my favorite sigyas in Shas. Not that I've learned more than one or two, right? But for whatever little bit I've learned, it's mamish pretty not shy of sigya Ger Katan. אז אנחנו חוזרים לענייננו. עכשיו, כעת, אפשר להבין את הסרקדייטך של הספרי, שיהי דין הריגו על תף דנושים. אף בי שגדול לא יסיין הנה רוגויס. Why did you have a have a mina? Why do we have a have a mina? In the ספרי, that there's a din of hariga on the taf dinoshim, on the girls. And we had a havamina, they have to kill the girls. We said, what do you mean a havamina, you have to kill the girls? You're not killing the ladies. Why would you have to kill the girls? You know why? Because taf is included in Momon Aviyah. And that's Nischai of Kloya, that requires destruction. And even though we learned in the Pasuk Din Kilu Din Mona Adei Zchis Yisrael, nevertheless, we would have a Hamina that B'nei Adam, that's not Kilu. Kilu is Hariga Mamish. Like Hariga Zcharam Gedolim. And that we need the Pasuk to tell us, no. That the Din Kilui of the girls is also enough when you're Zorich and the Biza Kibbe Mamin. Aval Tav Tizcharam Sakadai Techiyuv Hariga Mitzad Zchorim. V'lo Al Zeh Ne'amar Kra De Taf. So in other words, this is all in the realm of the Havamina, Rabbi Yisai. In the Havamina, we require a pasuk letaf dinoshim. That what? We require a pasuk in the Havamina to tell you that instead of killing the girls, we just take them as bounty, as spoils, but not to kill them, like mammon. But the boys, you might think to kill them because they're boys, they're male. No more male privilege. So that's why we have a kal v'chomer. No. Ze lo nachon. Ze lo nachon. You would think there's a din kilui. Kamash malan. The main thing is there's a din kilui. On the girls. And how do you do kilui on the girls? By taking them as spoils, but the boys have to be killed. And then we learn a kal v'chomer that in Midian the women were killed, and there was no din kili of hariga on the ketanis, and they were only the shalo. So certainly other mulchamis. So what then is the taf? The taf is talking about the boys. So now we understand the sifri. Sifri had a havamina that you would kill the girls. We learn a kal v'chomer that not. So pshat is, the havamina wasn't that you should kill the girls. Kal v'chomer was that you would take the girls as booty. You would take the girls as spoils. And then we say there could be no such havamina. And then we say that for that you don't need... You would think you should kill them. And that's why the pasuk is telling you, no. You don't kill them. You just take them as spoils. Again, the havamina is that you would kill them before the pasuk. And therefore the pasuk comes and tells us, no, take the girls as spoils. And the boys you should kill. That's what we think in the havamina. Kamash malan. The Gemara, the Sifri tells us, no, that's, and the Rambam, that's not the Pshat. The girls, you don't need any pasuk for the girls. You don't need a pasuk to tell you not to kill the girls, take the girls' spoils. You don't need a pasuk for that, why not? Because you have a kal v'chomer. If in Midian you killed the ladies, you kept the girls alive, you took a mishalal. So certainly in every other war, you could take the girls as shalal. So what then is the pasuk telling you? Take the taf as shalal. It must be talking about the boys. The boys are staying alive. So again, now we understand the Havamina based on this, based on the And then Kiddush of the Zecher Yitzchak. In other words, these girls have a din mamon, right? That's why the children of the ger are ma'akev. They have a din mamon. So taf is b'chal mamon aviyam. Taf is included in the mamon aviyam. Just like we find by an eved, it's included in his mamono. We can tell that his child is an eved, the ger, and the child is ma'akev from Korban Pesach. So you might think the guy also, this is his mamon, and therefore there's a din of kilui. And the pasuk has to tell you, don't destroy it. Keep the girls alive. Take them as booty. Kamash malan, that no. There's no such havamina. Because we have a kavachomer from Midian. The ladies were kept alive. The ladies were killed and the girls were kept alive. Certainly here where the ladies are being kept alive, certainly the girls are going to be kept alive. And only be taken as shalal. There's no din kili of her. Let's have a mina. We know on our own. So you needed the pasuk, and the hava meaning you needed the pasuk to tell you, don't kill the girls, because the girls are the mamon, and you might think that there's a din kili on the mamon, just like on the father, because it's the mamon of the father. So this is where the father and the mamon, kamash malan. You might think in the hava meaning kamash malan, no, take the girls just as shalal, and then we say, but that's not a. We don't need such a. We don't have such a havamina because we have a kavachomer from Midian that the girls are taken as shalal, and therefore, instead of taking the girls as the pasuk teaching us, you take the girls shalal and you kill the boys. Instead, the pasuk doesn't teach us anything about the girls because we know on our own the girls are taking as shalal, and the chiddush is the boys are taken as shalal. So that's the sifri. Now we understand also. Diuk divrei Rambam shelo katav el taf tischarim bechlal boys and mamonim lo kachar kasev al nekevus umayishna. Why does the Rambam only say take the taf zecharim as biza not the girls? Because the zecharim is included in their mom and viyeshtin kilei aleim. That's miskay ma'ide biza to taf kibiza to mamona. Ma'ashen ken nekevus girls and bechlal mamon azecharim ve'en al zechiyuv kilui hamiskay ma'ide din biza mishumachi lo kasev aleim Rambam chiyuv hanal el rak p'tur. We understand why the Rambam only writes boysim koma mona would happen. What about nashim? What about nashim? What about taking a nashim as bisa? The kevus. So the answer is that there's a din kili here. Kili memonim. So what's the kili memonim? Memonim v'tapam. The nashim, the women, are not their mamon. So there's no chiyuv biza on the women. But there is a chiyuv biza on their mamon. So what's included in their mamon? Bozen kol memonim. All of their money. What does it mean kol? All their money, because that's the kili. Is it then kili on their mamon, destroying their mamon, which is by taking it as spoils. And in addition, their tapam. There's also a din kili on tapam. So the Rambam B'chal isn't talking about the girls. The Rambam is talking about, because girls are excluded. Tapam B'chal doesn't mean girls. Tapam means boys. When you take the boys, that's part of their mamona, and that's a chiyu kol mamona b'tapam, because that's a chiyu of kili on their mamon. And what does their mamon include? Their real money and their children. And you want to take an isha also? That's permitted, but there's no chiyu. Just isha. You don't kill the isha. But you know, there's no chiyu to take it as biza, because there's no chiyu of kilui by nashim, only by memoinam, which includes their children. And again, we're not talking about the girls, because the girls are already arrived from a kal v'chomer. from Midian. So all we're talking here about is the boys and the women. So the boys are taken as Biza, because that's Kilui Mamonim, and their Mamon is taken. Again, we see it's Kilui Mamon because by the din of the Eved Ivri, the Eved Kenani, the Eved, by the din of the Ger, whose children are Ma'akev him from eating the Korban Pesach. Why they ma'akev? Because a guy can sell his children as avodim. So he's kinyan avdus bebanav. Since the guy is kinyan avdus bebanav, that doesn't go away by geirus. So with that kinyan avdus, that's they're included in his mamon. So memela the zechiyuv of bizui of being bozes of being taking shalot, taking spoils from their money and their children, which is also like their money, but not the nashim. Nashim is a rishus, not a chiyuv. This is not their mom. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw gedolim in this year. We answered a number of kashas, and we saw that the yisod advarim is that there's a din of kilui, but the kilui is accomplished. The destruction is accomplished not by destroying their money, but by taking it for ourselves, and that money would include children. And for those out there with sensitive souls, this is war. We have to remember this is war. And if you're merciful in war, then the enemy comes back and eats you up alive. We know that now. We're in the middle of a horrific war with a sadistic, bloodthirsty enemy. And if we're compassionate, then we're toast. So that's a little hashkafic background. Akopanim, that's a letter from Maran Rav Kook to his Talmud, from Moshe Zeidel, explaining the wars in Tanakh. He said how dark the world would be if they were kind during war. He didn't like all the blood in Sefer Yoshua. That's the reality. It's the only way we can survive. So we obviously have Asach, Vasuredin, Ishbazel Darichut, Azani Mazmin et Kulam Lisha'er Imanu. בעזרת השם נראה המשך נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם שלנו.